necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Prus. If you want to call in to today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And good morning, Brett Roderman, Assembly Member of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly. How you doing?
Oh, good morning. Should I do my
say your piece
disclaimer?
Say your piece.
That these are my opinions, mine alone, do not represent the Fairbanks North Star Borough nor the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly.
You know, it's interesting that you really don't have to say that anymore, but we're just doing it anyway.
Just to be safe.
Yeah.
So
you never know.
Yeah. I don't want an ethics violation filed against me, you know.
Get that dollar bill.
That's right. Yeah. No. Don't want to go through that
stain.
Again. Yeah. Don't want to go through that again.
Yeah. So. You know, let's just go there. You had two people who were removed, one by vote, one by terms out, Mindy and
You're talking about Barbara or
Savannah? Yeah, Barbara.
Yeah.
And with them two gone, your assembly seems to be less combative.
I would agree with that, you know, for the most part. Things are going along pretty well. I mean,
You're outvoted.
Yeah, it's very lopsided.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very lopsided view. I mean, again, these are supposed to be nonpartisan things, which is ridiculous, and you don't even want to get me going down that path, because that's at least two or three shows worth right there. But obviously you have some people with a more liberal stance and some with a more conservative stance. And right now, you know, when you break that down, it's pretty much 7-2. So, but as far as folks getting along, everybody seems to be getting along pretty well, you know.
Your meetings are shorter.
Much shorter. We did have one the other night that went a little bit long. But we just finished up with the budget. The budget work sessions were pretty productive, pretty good. If anybody paid attention last Thursday when we did the final vote, it's pretty much a no-brainer. I think we gaveled out at, we were out of there before 7 o'clock, if I remember right, or just after 7.
You know, it's, you voted against the budget,
mm-hmm.
and I could never vote for a budget that ends in a deficit.
That's exactly why that was part of my no vote, for sure. I don't believe that is sustainable. I don't think it's responsible. Fundamentally, I don't think it goes in line with the spirit of the tax cap, honestly. You know, we're spending, you're spending more than the tax cap was intended to limit government, and its intention was to rein the borough in. Well, you know, we do have these large pots of money, and we're starting to discover that some of these pots of money are larger than I would certainly like them to be, that we're earning a lot of interest on. So we're just drawing from that over and over again. But understand that these large pots of money, as they've been accumulated over the years, came from who? The taxpayer.
So basically what I would do is in the next, not this election, it's too late for this one, but in the paperwork of the next time, put in the tax cap, and also expenditures cannot exceed
revenues. Right.
Yeah, projected revenues.
Right. Basically, pass a balanced budget.
Yeah.
You know, ordinance is really what needs to happen, because this can't go on forever.
Can you put that by a vote into your constitution or whatever you want to call it, your code?
Well, it would have to be in code. I mean, we don't have a charter like the city does, yeah. You know, being a second-class borough, so
but
it would have to be.
It takes two readings and a vote to break code.
Right.
To change code.
To change code, right. So it would be interesting, but anyway, to me, fundamentally, you're going against the spirit of the tax cap, you know? So, you know, when people ask me about the tax cap nowadays, I say, what tax cap? We haven't had one for 2 years.
Yeah. You know, thank you, Mayor Hopkins.
We've had to dip into savings. And so this year, and I forget, I don't think the final numbers have been tallied yet. I'm sure they're tallied now. I don't know the final numbers, but I believe this year's draw is probably going to be just a little over $7 million, which is what it was last year, in order to balance things out. So if that is the true number, that means in the last couple of years, we've pulled out $14.5 million, you know, to balance our budget. So I just don't know how anybody can
justify that.
And it, that, to me, it's not sustainable. You know, eventually your savings accounts are going to, they're going to run out. You can only, I mean, right now we've been doing pretty good because we've been earning good interest on the money that we do have squirreled away, which again, in my opinion, we have way too much money squirreled away. Because again, that's the taxpayers' money. And that was part of this last, you know, this last round of the budget session was, you know, Tammy Wilson tried to get $10 million removed from our debt service account, which we have way more money in there than we need to cover our debt service. And debt service is something that's very easy to calculate. You know exactly
how
it,
much you're going to
almost
spend.
To the penny, yep. You know what it's going to be. So you know that you got $10 million in debt service. Well, put in $11 million into that fund.
Yeah.
You know, so you got a little bit of a buffer. And you know what? But we have way over. We have like $25, $30 million in that fund, and we don't need that much in there. So she proposed moving $10 million out of that and giving it back to the taxpayers. Well, you can imagine that didn't go over
well at all.
Too well. And it wasn't so much that it didn't pass the vote. I think what was really disappointing to me, it was very eye-opening, was to hear the arguments of why we can't do that. They had tons of ideas of what we could do with that $10 million. All of it involved government spending. Not one argument other than myself and Ms. Wilson argued that, hey, this is the taxpayers' money. I mean, my argument was we shouldn't even be having this discussion. We shouldn't even have this money, you know, squirreled away, because this is the taxpayers' money. At some point, in my opinion, based on what I'm seeing is going on at the borough, where we've learned to squirrel away these
funds.
Nest eggs of money, hide them in funds, I believe that's what needs to change. And that's going to take change probably from the top down, I would imagine. Certainly going to take a whole new assembly.
It's going to take a new mayor.
It's going to take a new mayor. It's going to take a new assembly. It's going to take enough of this. The people are going to have to get educated and see what's happening with their money. I certainly didn't know any of this going in, and I'm just now starting to wrap my brain around it. This is my fourth budget. Now you're starting to see how all these pieces of the puzzle come together. And then if you start talking to people that are much smarter than you when it comes to analyzing these numbers, you know, I mean, I'm okay analyzing numbers, but when you have to also understand where all these numbers fit and all these little holes.
Yeah.
And if you don't quite understand all that, then you're just looking at a whole bunch of numbers on a spreadsheet, you know. But I've learned that there are other people that are much smarter than I am that can break these numbers down and then explain it in simple terms. Like, hey, Mr. Roderman, looky here. Looky what I found, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like the light bulb goes off. So I think a lot of it's just going to be the taxpayers are going to have to get educated and demand that the borough be more responsible with their money. Because in the end, it's your money, folks, that we're dealing with here. And it doesn't do you any good to give it to the borough and keep it in our savings account to earn us interest, other than right now we're using that windfall in order to sustain our budget, which is not within our revenues. We are spending more than we are bringing in.
So there you go. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Brett Roderman in the studio here with me. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Across Alaska's rivers, runways, trap lines, and trails, there are stories that deserve to be heard. Those stories live on Alaska Tracks. Hosted by wildlife biologist and lifelong outdoorsman Randy Zarnke, Alaska Tracks takes you inside the lives of the people who know this land best. Elders, hunters, bush pilots, and trappers who carry Alaska's traditions forward. Built on an oral history project by the Alaska Trappers Association, each episode blends conversation, storytelling, and first-hand experience, connecting generations, bush and city, past and present. This isn't just a show. It's a living archive and a reminder of what it means to live in the last frontier. Alaska Tracks is proudly presented by KFAR Radio and sponsored by Rod's Saw Shop, Ginger Orem with Crown Real Estate, Interior Welding Extreme North Trailers, and Frontier Outfitters. Alaska Tracks, Saturday at 1:30 p.m., only on KFAR Radio. Stories of the North, told by the people who live them.
This Memorial Day, fire up the flavor and the grill at Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. Kick off summer with premium juicy steaks and savory house-made sausages that will turn any cookout into the barbecue of the season. And from everyone at Tommy G's, thank you to those who have served and those who continue to serve, honoring you this Memorial Day. Tommy G's Meat and Sausage, where summer starts at the grill.
KFAR weather.
High temperatures reach up to 65 this afternoon under overcast skies. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 42. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. High temperatures reach up to 64 Thursday under mainly cloudy skies. 61 Friday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Brett Roterman in the studio here, and he's already given his diatribe, dialogue, or disclaimer, the triple D.
Of what do you want? Yeah, right.
But, you know, so educating voters on things like you just described is not easy.
No.
Like you said, you're just finally getting your head wrapped around the different funds.
Right. Yeah, and it is. And it's, you know, it's really hard. You know, cause you see it all the time. You know, when you put something out for public notice, you know, something that's coming before the borough or whatever, and then people show up beforehand or after the fact, and they're all upset because they didn't
understand,
or they didn't know, they didn't hear about it. And, you know, there's only so much you can do to try to get the word out. You put an ad in the paper, you put it on the Facebook page, you put it on the website, you know, you try to do your best, and then ultimately people end up getting upset at you because they didn't know when it came time to vote, and they couldn't speak on it and whatever. That's almost like people kind of expect someone from the borough or the city to show up at their door and say, hey, by the way, this is going on, I hand you a pamphlet. Well, that isn't going to happen, you know. So first, you got to get people to pay attention, and you know, that just takes, you know, programs like this, you know, that try to get the word out. You know, people that listen to the program, you know, talk to your neighbors, tell them to start paying attention to this stuff. You know, go to meetings, tune into meetings when they come on the radio, so you can hear what's going on. But it takes time. You have to be willing to dedicate yourself. You know,
so. A different subject. You have this park that's had multiple names on it.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is always A67.
Right.
I always thought Alaska Land was dumb. Mm-hmm. because I grew up, you know, in A67. And that's what, you know, then it goes Alaska Land. I say, oh my God.
Right.
Then it goes Pioneer Park, and I'm going, why? Okay, whatever.
Right.
And now it's back to Alaska Land.
We're back to Alaska Land. So, yeah, it was an interesting night, interesting debates. I mean, in the end, you can pretty much guess what the vote was.
7-2?
It was 7-2. So, yeah, it was pretty disappointing. I just think the whole issue I don't think it ever needed to be brought up. Never saw it. Never really heard any complaints from the folks that apparently were unhappy with the name. Don't ever remember getting emails. Don't ever remember, you know, seeing anybody testify before the assembly, asking any of us to bring forth an ordinance for this. This was brought forth by
Scott Crass,
by Mr. Crass, and
then he made it, you know, very controversial by calling Pioneers and the name Pioneer basically, you know, heretical.
Conquerors and racists.
Yeah.
I think...
In Webster's Dictionary and Wikipedia looks at them more as explorers, first in an area and region.
Yeah, and I think the sad thing about it is, you know, supposedly the spirit of the ordinance was to, you know, bring the community together or to take a part of the community that felt disparaged from this and bring them back, bring them full circle. And unfortunately, I think it had exactly the opposite reaction. I think it created more division and more animosity within the community. So... the good thing is the name change has been delayed until, I believe, September 4th.
What's so good about that?
Well, the idea there apparently was that I guess that's the traditional date that the park officially closes and all the vendors close down their shops. So I think the idea there was that the vendors would not have to make any immediate changes to any of their signage, their business cards, whatever flyers they might pass out, you know, advertising they might have going. They'll basically get, you'll get a whole nother tourist season of Pioneer Park before
the changeover.
Before the changeover. So, you know, I guess that was good. At least, you know, the people don't have to, you know, overreact. Or, you know, if you had, say you had a bunch of radio ads running on this these stations, you know, you'd have to change them all.
I enjoy Pioneer Park a couple times a year. I enjoyed Alaskaland a couple times a year. I enjoyed A67 as an 8-year-old every day. Mm-hmm. I will enjoy whatever it is next,
right.
You know, yep. A couple times a summer. I go in there and I see one of the Burnett daughters, swirled ice cream. Got to have that. It's near the train station there.
Right.
My dad put in the train station in the train.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if they ever try and rename it, you know, the Crooked Creek and Whiskey Island Railroad, I'm going to kick someone's backside. Right. I mean, forget about a vote.
Right.
I'm kicking your backside. Do it, Scott Crass. Yeah. You know, now, you know, who knows where Whiskey Island is? Mm-hmm. How'd that name come about? My parents chose that name.
Oh, wow.
There is a Crooked Creek in, you know, on the south side of... the Tanana River, about 15 miles south.
Right.
Mining area. There is a Whiskey Island, big island, about 10, 15 miles south on the Tanana River.
Oh, wow.
You know, so he named it after something local.
Right. Very cool.
But you never know what's in a name.
Right.
It might be the Scott Crass Railroad.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. Who knows? Well, anyway, I'm glad it's behind us. I was disappointed with the outcome. And I was hoping it would go the other way, but it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my famous saying, elections have consequences. So.
Actually, what it is you have some lemmings on your borough assembly. If one of the seven brings something up, all six vote for it, which is good to see, but it's consequential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I say, elections have consequences.
Yeah.
So, you know. Consider, you know, when people run for local office or any office for that matter, really, you know, take the time to do research on them and see where they stand on a lot of these issues, because all of a sudden it can come full circle on you, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, it is what it is. I'm glad it's behind us.
Yeah, you know, and Pioneer Park is starting to open up over the summer this weekend. Mother's Day, not Mother's Day, but Memorial Day weekend, you have the Salmon Bake opening up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things open up out there this weekend. I hope everyone really starts enjoying it. You had the on College Road, the Tanana Valley Farmers Market open up.
Yep.
You know, we have not hit a 70-degree temperature day yet.
Mm-hmm.
God, we had a long winter.
Yes.
I blame you.
It's all my fault.
Well, yeah. you got the snowplow business, repair business.
Yeah, it must be my fault.
Yeah, you know, because of you.
Yeah, it's all my fault. Yeah.
Yeah, give the disclaimer on that one, Buckwheat.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, God.
Anything you're working on at the borough?
Well, no. I mean, obviously, budget has been the big, you know, sucking the oxygen out of the room lately. So,
ready for a phone call?
Let's go.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Randy, what are you doing?
Well, I just wanted to say that Scott Crass, Borough Assemblyman Scott Crass, has a chance to make amends by stirring up all this controversy. And what I did on May 7th, I went into the borough and testified that they ought to adopt a resolution that praises the word pioneer. And in my letter and testimony to the borough assembly, I said, I'm not trying to argue for changing it from Alaska Land back to Pioneer Park. That's been settled. But I did present, and I sent a letter to all of the borough assembly members, not just Scott Crass, including Brett and everybody else, that they can pass this resolution, which I wrote. You know, it doesn't have to be exactly what I wrote, but it gives them a firm idea. It's got a bunch of whereases and everything that says how good the word pioneer is, particularly as it applies to the pioneers who built Fairbanks. So we'll see. He probably won't do it, but he's got a chance to make amends.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be sitting on the edge of your seat waiting for that one.
He's not
to
the type of person to make amends. I've been in meetings with him.
And even if somebody else brought it forward, I just don't think it would go anywhere, honestly. I personally don't have a problem with it, Randy, but I don't think it would go anywhere, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
So
Randy, thank you for the phone call, buddy. You have a great day.
Bye.
Again, the Lemmings.
The other thing that was really sad too was, you know, that the public testimony was overwhelmingly in favor for Pioneer Park.
Yeah.
Our emails were split almost down the middle. I had actually tracked the emails. That was one of the few times I've tracked it coming in and actually tallied it. And in the end, it was slightly ahead for Alaska Land than Pioneer Park. Part of that was, I'm not a social media guy, but I heard somebody started a pretty big social media campaign, you know, for the Alaska Land group to make sure that, you know, if you're in support of Alaska Land, be sure to send this email to your borough assembly. So I think that skewed it a little bit that way. But the count was, it was slightly ahead for Alaska Land, but it was not huge as far as what the assembly received in emails.
I'm going to be Nostra David here. My prediction.
Mm-hmm.
15 to 25 years, it's back to Pioneer
Park. Pioneer
Park. Yep. Because all the generation that grew up with Pioneer Park for 20, 25 years is going to say, this name, Alaska Land, is hinky.
Yep.
And I grew up with Pioneer Park, and I want it to be Pioneer Park.
Yep.
Because I saw so many people saying that about Alaska Land.
Yeah, and the other thing that didn't happen during this, it was hinted at, it was suggested, we never dove into it, but to come up with another name.
Yeah.
There were some other names that were suggested, but it just became this duel of Pioneer Park versus Alaska Land, and we never managed to get off of that. So that might have been unfortunate.
The Lemmings.
It might have been unfortunate. Maybe we should have. It was, like I said, it was certainly, it kind of came to the table, but it just never went anywhere. And maybe that would have, it probably deserved a bigger deep dive into that. Because there was actually some pretty good, you know, suggestions for different names. So,
oh, really? Such as?
Oh, I think Heritage Park was one of them. You
Cruises
know.
Park? No?
Definitely not. No. No, definitely not Cruises Park. So,
you guys got to think outside the box.
Right. Yeah. So, but it's. I think we should have maybe looked at some other alternatives as well.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. You're going to get some John Cougar Mellencamp bumper music. Then you're going to get some Fox News, some state news, some commercials and weather. And we will be back.
coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump speaking to reporters outside the construction zone for the White House ballroom this morning. He discussed ongoing negotiations with Iran, claims the United States was just an hour away from resuming strikes last night.
We were going to be striking very, it would have been happening right now. Yeah, it was all done. The boats, the ships are all loaded. They're loaded to the brim.
The man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk in a Utah court today for a hearing. Judge Tony Graff hearing arguments on some big issues, one of them concerning a motion by the defense to close portions of the July hearing and seal some exhibits. Deputy Utah County Attorney Chad Gruneder began his arguments by saying they want those hearings to be open.
The state has tried to make it abundantly clear throughout this process that we favor open hearings so that the public can trust what happens in this courtroom.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed a long-fought-for bill providing pensions for state employees Monday with days left in the session after a Hail Mary play to pass property tax exemptions for the proposed natural gas line stalled. The governor cited the bill had unresolved legal, tax, administrative, and fiscal issues. Most importantly, the vetoed pensions bill would return long-term investment and unfunded liability to the state and participating employers, he said in the letter. Pension obligations extend for decades, and the full cost of this bill may not be apparent until years after its enactment. The now majority caucus has fought for decades to pass a pensions plan, which would have restored a defined benefit retirement system for Alaska public employees. Those members say bringing a plan like the one vetoed would have provided better benefits, which could help Alaska with recruitment and retention. Lawmakers can try to override the governor's decision, but if votes remain the same, it will fall 7 votes short of the 40-vote threshold.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at KFARradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
May is Better Hearing Month, and the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center is celebrating by partnering with Summit Coffee Company. Every day in May, we're picking up the tab for 4 lucky customers. Locate our special sticker on your hot drink to easily scan the QR code to win even more. Snap a photo of your cup and tag and follow Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center on Facebook, and you'll be entered to win a pair of AirPods. Celebrate Better Hearing Month with a treat from your friends at the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center. Stay connected at FairbanksHearing.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Assemblymember Brett Roterman. If you want to call in for a question to Brett, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Hopefully, everyone's doing well out there on a trying to be sunny almost afternoon day.
It can't decide to be spring yet.
What gets me is as soon as a school year ends, the school budget controversies start. What's coming from the state and what's coming from the borough?
Right.
And is the budget that the borough school district gave you, can it be met?
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as our numbers are concerned, you know, from the borough, now that our budget is done, you know, the school district knows, you know, what they're going to get from us. I don't think they know yet from the state what they're going to get.
You know, whenever I've not had any of the school district members in here lately, but I just look at them and say, it's revenue. And the revenue side is, from the state of Alaska, you all know the formula, you're losing students in the brick and mortar. Hmm. And that's where your revenue is. And you've not done anything to change that for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? You got 2 years. What are you going to do to stop this outflow and start an inflow? What are you doing? What's your plan?
Yeah, and we've heard some things, but I don't think anything's sticking because people are still they're still out there looking. You take any of our charter schools out there, there's a waiting list a mile long. It's not just that they're full. It's they're full.
Plus,
and they could fill it up again.
They get to choose.
They could fill it up again.
They get to choose.
Right. You know, well, there's a reason that parents are sending their kids to these competing schools is because they're getting a better outcome.
Ready for a phone call?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Assembly Member Brett Redelman, and your name is?
My name's Al.
Al, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I'm surprised you guys made it halfway through a show, and you haven't been talking about the elephants in the room.
What are the elephants in the room?
All our self-proclaimed fiscal or conservatives that sabotage the gas line for the good of their election campaign.
Al, I have an assembly member in here. You brought it up, you mean Ashley Carrick, Maxine Dybert, and Scott Kawasaki? Those three?
No, I'm talking about Will Sapp and Frank Tomaszewski.
Who had to have
a cut of the pie for the borough assembly to tax gas, property tax, instead of the outlook to give affordable and cheap energy to Alaskans.
Hmm. Well, you'll get to address that with them when they come on my show.
Well, I understand that, but I thought, you know, at least the assembly member would have been quite deterred that we can't get cheap, affordable gas here because they want the assembly to be able to tax that gas line coming through the borough.
Well, first of all, the gas line only goes through about 2 miles of the borough.
Literally.
Thank you, Renee
miles.
Broker, the borough assembly. They still not have forgiven that. They took care of that.
Yeah, I mean we don't even have a big chunk of that line to tax, but no, I agree with you, Al. I'm pretty disappointed. I mean, to me it doesn't do any good having this resource just locked up in the ground. I mean, we had a chance to get it out of there, but everybody got greedy. Everybody wanted a piece of the, you know. If there's no pie, you know.
Exactly.
And we don't, you know, now.
Al, I've been getting phone call, and it starts here at about 12:15 on calling some legislators.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And it was just, I watched that thing up for a lot last night. In fact, the only entertaining part of watching that floor session was when Sadler confronted Andrew Gray, and they got into a big argument right there on the floor, pointing fingers and everything. I think maybe Tomaszewski got a little spit on him even.
He got a little what?
Spit.
Yeah, spit on.
Was he sitting next to one of those two?
Yeah, right next to Andrew Gray.
Oh, wow.
Right in front of Sadler.
You mean the communist from Anchorage?
It's pretty disturbing, you know. We're so selfish on the road system overall. I mean, Rep. McCabe was probably one of the level-headed conservative Republicans there that were saying, "Hey, it's not about us.
Yeah,
we're on the road system. You know, we'll get a piece later on. You know, we can negotiate all that out once things are going." But you know, people like all of Southeast Alaska, all the communities out western Alaska have no
bone in this.
Yeah, exactly, and they suffered the worst.
Yeah. Now, this is in one of my phone calls this morning from a person. I said, the best thing that can happen now is don't stuff it into a bill or try and rush anything through. Just let the governor call a special session. Let him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Work on it separately, and you're going to be framing it. These are the people who stopped the gas line, or these are the people who got the gas line. You're either on one side of the coin or the other. Simple as that.
If you get the gas line and there's a bunch of taxes hold to it, you know, there goes our affordable energy.
Exactly. And the first segment of it, it's all about in-state use. So we're taxing, the state would be taxing the consumers. That's what it's about. Most people don't realize that. The first section of what they're talking about right now is not for export. It's for in-state use.
Exactly. That's what was so frustrating.
Yep. So yesterday, somebody was at my shop. They said they haul their own heating oil, and they had just gone by the bulk plant. And I think he said it was $5 and 20 some odd cents or $5.30 to haul your own heating oil. So that means delivered now, it's got to be pushing
six.
Well, it's got to be way over six. Yeah. It's got to be 6.5 to 6.8.
I haven't had field delivery. You know, I've always hauled my own. A good buddy of mine has the 150-gallon tank.
Oh, yeah.
We do it 3 times a year. You know, actually about 4 times. I use about 600 gallons a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty affordable.
They'll sell it a little cheaper or advertise it a little cheaper, but then put a $10 surcharge.
Yeah, and believe me, I shop when I see it dropping below $3, I'm over there.
$3?
So,
wow.
Yeah, so,
here a long time.
So are you going to give Will Stapp a call? Say, what in the heck did you do?
Oh, I will probably, no, because all you get is...
Is the Laundry House gang going to get involved in this thing? What in the heck are you doing? You guys better.
We'll see tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd be bringing this up. I'd be, you know, all hands on deck.
Yeah.
You know, are you going to confront Maxine Dibert about this?
No, I haven't talked to any of them because they're not in town.
No, well, they have a phone. When they come into town, are you gonna confront Ashley Carrick about this?
Oh, absolutely. I got a couple things to have a discussion with Ashley.
Okay.
It's nice to get along, you know, talk with. You know, I'm not rude or anything, but.
Yeah, but your economics of your political party are screwing up our state infrastructure.
Well, yeah, that's history.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
I worry about people I side with more than not, you know, being misaligned with me now, and you know, and call themselves a conservative or even a fiscal conservative.
I know.
Well, again, what good does that gas do us in the ground? It does us absolutely no good. If it's there for the, you know, if the resource is there for the best use of Alaskans. Well, tell me what good,
you know,
it does in the ground.
I bet you, right now I would say the Glen Farm to get this deal done for the, if they would put in there, if you get a gas bill now, you put in there the spur to Fairbanks, and then that should just swing it. That should swing it from your interior votes to pass it. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Well, no. They should get the gas line as it is designed.
You're right, but guess what?
Yeah.
That's ending here. It was a 2020 vote.
There you go.
Didn't work.
Then we're not having it because.
So now you have a special session. You have a special session, and you're being Italian, and you're making a compromise saying, okay, if you want Fairbanks' vote, guess what? There's a spur, and we'll all vote for it, and it'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do to what? To the price of gas?
Not hardly anything, you know. It's a $60 billion, $40 billion project, and it's a $300 million spur.
If it was,
and it's financed and blended into the overall construction of it. Oh, no, hey. And then what I'd do is I'd get a military appropriation, because I'd bring it right to Fort Wainwright's door. And I'd get a military appropriation of $50 to $100 million to pay for 1/3 of it and get that through. You got to think outside the box and think like an Italian, like I am, Al. Come on.
Well, I can
get your capo hot on like I have.
We can design all that in later.
That's true.
Getting it passed now.
Get your capo hat on, man. Yeah. Be Italian. Don't be Fredo. Be Michael.
Additional cost to the public.
Okay, buddy. You take care. Thank you for the phone call. Oh, I love being Italian.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial. 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at KFARradio.com. I have Assembly Member Brett Roderman in the studio here, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Are you a foster, adoptive, guardianship, or kinship caregiver in Alaska? The Alaska Center for Resource Families is here for you. Whether you're just getting started or need post-adoption support, this statewide resource offers free training, expert guidance, and community of Alaska caregivers. You'll find help with foster parent licensing, ongoing training, and resources for Alaska Native youth and families. Visit acrf.org to learn more. That's acrf.org. supporting families so every child can thrive.
Woo, sunshine. Come on, spring. Hey, snowbanks. Fairbanks. Les Nichols here with Fairbanks Nissan. With dry roads around the corner, it's time to start changing your winter tires out. This is the last month of buy three tires, get one for a dollar. I know we're all tired of the puns, but this is a really good deal. And we all know tire change season can be a bit hectic. If you're waiting for service and your shop is telling you June, as in Juno, it might be July, and you don't like waiting in line, schedule your appointment with Fairbanks Nissan today. And yes, we sell Nissans, but we work on all makes, even that one you're driving right now. Speaking of snowbanks, if you have a car that's thawing out in the driveway and you're ready to get rid of it, bring it down to Fairbanks Nissan. We're buying cars. We don't need 100 used cars, but we do need 25 cars before the end of the month. The question isn't who buys the most cars, it's who's going to give you the best number for your car. I'll give you a hint. It's probably Fairbanks Nissan. So come get a great deal on new tires or a seasonal tire change. Let us make you an offer on your old ride that'll put a spring in your step, and schedule your speedy service appointment online at Fairbanks Nissan. Nissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
More clouds than sun today, with daytime highs approaching 65. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 42. Daytime highs approaching 63. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. And I think Al has stirred up some elephant hunting. So we're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning, it's Kaya.
Kaya, what are you up to?
And I love barbecued elephant. I'm going to give this to you in Italian.
Okay.
Mangiamo.
Did you say eat?
Close. That's actually let's eat.
Ah, close enough. Anything else?
Just a secret hint to let me know.
You got it, Kaya. I got your text yesterday, or your phone call. You got it. Bye.
Okay, bye.
You know, there's no escaping me and her. I'm going to be getting some original Sloppy Joes here probably when I get a chance to order it. Probably around in June, I would say. And she's going to come in. We're going to have Sloppy Joes here in the studio, and the rest of Fairbanks is not.
Right.
Oh, but anyway, elephant hunting.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, Al, it's a great point. You know, in a million years, I never thought it would happen. Everything seemed like this thing was just a go. It was pretty much a slam dunk.
They started using it as leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started trying to tax the crap out of it.
Yep. And it's just the same thing they've done to the developers on the North Slope. They taxed them. You know, look at British Petroleum.
They
taxed them right off the slope. You
they
know,
left.
They left. These guys, I don't understand. Again, that all that resource is locked in the ground. What does that do for the state? But really, you know, at a local level, what does that do for Fairbanks? I mean, $5 and some odd cents a gallon to haul your own heating oil, $7 a gallon delivered, folks. That is not sustainable.
And don't say that the governor screwed this up. This is the legislature.
This is the legislature that screwed this up.
Yeah.
And here's the bigger thing. David and I were talking about this during the break. What message does this send to Glen Farn? What message does this send to future developers in Alaska? The message it sends is,
oh, come on in. We're going to take care of your backside.
That's right. We're going to screw you.
Yeah.
We're either going to screw you right now, or go ahead and build. We'll get you pot committed, and then we'll screw you in the future.
Yeah. If,
we're not showing that we're behind this project as a people, as a state, as a unified state. Those people that we elected in Juneau, they're there to represent all of us, you know? And to kill a project like this when it was right there. I mean, and they're going to say that, oh, these companies are too greedy and this, that, and the other thing. Well, no, they have to walk away with a profit margin. And let me tell you, their profit margin has to be a whole lot bigger than my little podunk company or Mr. Pruse's real estate company. You know? We're happy when we make profits, you know, in the tens of thousands or maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands.
Right. But, you know, oil companies deal with equipment
hundreds
that
of
costs
millions and billions.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, so they have to make big bucks. You know, I'm sorry, folks. That's how the real world works. You know, you don't go out and...
They're not there to make a break-even profit.
No. And they have to answer to their stockholders, and their stockholders, their investors, are going to want to get paid, you know, for the risk that they took in investing in this. And this thing was right there, folks. I mean, think of all the years that Dunleavy put into this, you know, trying to get all the backing and everything.
And what it is Wielkowski, Kawasaki, Carrick, Dibert, Democrats don't want to give him a win.
No. Nope.
Sadly, they don't want to give him a win. And this would give him a win.
Well, and they don't want anything to do with fossil fuels.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bigger thing here. They want us to get off fossil fuels. Well, good luck with that. Let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to happen. I mean, and if it's going to happen, it's going to happen over, just like how we got on fossil fuels, that's how we're going to get off fossil fuels. It takes technology.
Ready for a phone call?
Yep. Go for it.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
It's Charles, Dave.
Charles, what are you up to?
I was looking up some numbers, just for fun, on the Copper River Railroad and the amount of money Googans and Morgan made. Railroad cost $25 million. They topped out about $200 million, and they figured $100 million of that was profit.
Okay.
There. You want to change it into these days' numbers? Go ahead, but I don't agree with doing that because people know it was back then and not now.
Okay. Got another phone call coming in, sir. Got another phone call coming in.
All right.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yep, they hung up.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Jamie.
Hello, Jamie.
Hey, unfortunately, I was talking to my daughter, and I couldn't wait, so I've missed most of the show, which bothers me out. But anyway, Brett, you know I love you. You did my trailer.
Yep.
And you're great on the assembly, you and Tammy. And I wished I could have heard about all this election. I really wanted to listen, but my daughter needed to be talked to. So there's that. But please don't call hydrocarbons fossil fuels. This is Jamie's theory.
Okay? Go for it, Jamie.
Okay. Anybody who believes that all this oil and stuff under there is a bunch of squished up dinosaurs and vegetation from millions of years ago is out of their mind. They are not fossil fuels. They are hydrocarbons. My theory is that the Earth, although I'd love to believe Middle Earth and Tolkien and stuff is in there, but my theory is that the Earth is roiling and boiling around. Why do you think they keep making new discoveries of oil everywhere and all over the world? And I think it just reproduces it. There's something going on in there that keeps making more. But they are not fossil fuels. I mean, do you really believe...
That must have been one heck of a bunch of dinosaurs. Them cave bears were pretty big, but not that big.
And this whole fossil fuel thing just aggravates... I wish I could comment on what you guys were talking about, but like I said, I missed it. And I'm sad about that, but oh well. And but when I hear the word fossil fuels, it's like democracy. No, we're a republic. And our founders were absolutely against democracy. And like... adamantly against democracy. And, you know, mob rule, two wolves and a sheep. What are we going to have for supper? Anyway.
The sheep. or the weakest wolf next.
but think about it. Don't use fossil fuels, please. They are hydrocarbons. And anybody who thinks a bunch of squished up dinosaurs and vegetation or whatever after millions of years and it's all limited, well, they've been saying that since what? The 50s, 60s? I remember the whole population bomb book thing in the 60s. But anyway, they're hydrocarbons.
Okay, let's finish up. We got that. Anything else?
No, because I missed the show, sadly, but it was very interesting. I always like to listen to Brett.
Okay.
And I wish I knew what you guys were talking about. I heard something about elections. I was like, really, I really want to listen to this, but oh well.
Okay, we have some other things to talk about. You have a great morning. You have a great morning. Bye.
Thanks.
Well, she actually does make a good point.
Oh,
I mean, it really is silly to how it got called. I mean, it's not just like the industry standard name for it. But
yeah.
I just had a friend that he wrote in some college class he was in. It might have been petroleum engineering. He wrote like a big paper on just that.
Yeah.
It's like, no. I mean, how much of that organic material?
Good job, Jamie. Good job, you know, Jamie.
But his theory was that the Earth, basically, it's a byproduct of something that the Earth is cooking.
Yeah, Earth is cooking something.
Right. Something that's happening deep below us, you know, and she's exactly right. Why do they keep finding all these, it just crops up, you know, all over the place, you know. So, but anyway, but that is sort of the industry standard, but I will try to change my ways. Just like I've learned to do borrow disclaimers, I will learn to say hydrocarbons.
Hydrocarbons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Useful hydrocarbons.
There you go. We are altered every day in the way we approach things.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's all about vocabulary.
But you have a school district that's coming in with a budget, and yet they have the clawback. So you're going to have some good fights over the next few months or so.
Well, I mean, potentially. I mean, our end of it is we're pretty much done. I mean, our budget is set, and we've told them what we're going to give them. You know, now the state is next.
You
know,
I remember one time you came in here and you said, yeah, we have a reserve of $3.
Right.
Now you're saying, God, I wish we had a reserve of $3. Now it's we have a negative reserve of $7
million. Yep.
It's only going to get bigger.
Well, it has to. I mean, things are not getting cheaper, and the big thing that's not getting cheaper is any of our labor, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, every year we have built-in, you know, increases in our budget. Even if everything else stays flat, you have a built-in increase with your labor costs and your benefit costs and all that. You know, none of that stuff is going down. Apparently, heating oil isn't going down anytime soon, and now we don't have any natural gas to look forward to. So
well, you got a lot of hot air coming out of the legislature.
Oh boy, if we could harness that somehow, you know, pipe it to Fairbanks.
I can't wait to hear how they spin it.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Something similar to the fish hatchery, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you, Maxine Dibert.
Yeah.
You voted against a fish hatchery
in your own town,
in your own district.
Right. In your own yeah. Unbelievable.
And he voted against natural gas line for the state of Alaska.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not only from a state perspective, but what about the Fairbanks perspective?
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody that needs this energy more than Fairbanks right now. If these heating oil prices stay, you know, where they're at, hopefully they won't. But if they stay here for much longer, I'm telling you, folks are going to start bailing out here. I already know people are. They're in my shop, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're heading down the highway. They can't afford to live here anymore, you know.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show. You know, it's that time where we have to say our goodbye. Say goodbye.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye. But I always love being here.
We do have fun. A good camaraderie.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, yeah, it's we have good discussions.
Well, it's good to get this information out. People need to know what's going on.
Yeah, very much so. Fairbanks, I have no idea who's going to be on tomorrow. I've got a person in mind. I'll give him a call and berate Mr. Compo into seeing if he's on the show with me or not. He's supposed to be. Mr. Roderman, he was easy to get on as he's supposed to. As I said, it's that time where we're on. He said, yep, we're good to go. So, Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow. And maybe they'll have a revote on the gas line. I don't know.